and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. As California gets hammered by yet another storm, officials say a tornado touched down Wednesday southeast of Los Angeles. KCAL-TV reporter Nicole Comstock is on the scene.
This particular tornado spun up very quickly.
The National Weather Service says while it is very rare for a tornado to form in this part of the LA Basin, when strong Pacific storm systems bring them here, there's little to no warning.
There's actually a subset of tornadoes that form too quickly to be detected and warned for, and this happened to be one of those.
The city says 11 of 17 businesses damaged here had to be red tagged.
The National Weather Service says it's the strongest tornado to hit the LA metro area since March 1983. In Colorado, the Park County Sheriff says a SWAT team has found a body near a vehicle linked to 17-year-old Austin Lyle, who they say shot and wounded two Denver High School faculty members Wednesday morning. More from KCNC-TV reporter Karen Morfitt.
Lyle, we've learned, was removed from Cherry Creek's Overland High School in 2021. Sources say other students there reported seeing him on social media with a gun. He was arrested after police found he had what's known as a ghost gun. As part of a safety plan, he was patted down for weapons every day before entering East High School.
A judge has temporarily blocked Wyoming's new abortion ban from going into effect for at least 2 weeks. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says legislators eager to ban abortion may be running afoul of the state constitution, which says citizens can make decisions about their own health care.
The legislators who want to ban abortion say, oh, it's not. But the judge in the hearing said, it may very well be. A judge has to figure out whether abortion is health care.
Six people have been killed in a car crash in a work zone on an interstate highway near Baltimore Wednesday afternoon. Elena Russo of the Maryland State Police.
Emergency medical service personnel who responded to the scene pronounced six people deceased at the scene as a result of this crash. All six of those people are believed to be contract workers for the Maryland Department of Transportation.
There's a new Twitter scam to watch out for, says CBS's Jen Clark.
Scammers are now posing as banks, replying to tweeted complaints with fake customer service numbers. When you call the number, they collect your bank information and clean out your accounts. And now that users can buy a blue checkmark for $8, it's even harder to figure out which accounts are legitimate.
A new report from Senate Democrats warns that drug shortages are threatening national security. The report says medications used in hospital emergency rooms, among others, are in short supply. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, March 23rd. North Central ITBEC Board and Tourism and Economic Development Advisory Committee will meet at 10 a.m. at the Portage County Courthouse Annex in Conference Room 5. The South Central Library System Board of Trustees will meet at 12:15 p.m. at the SCLS headquarters in Madison. In Wood County, the Health and Human Services Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the Wood County Annex and Health Center in Marshfield. The Village of Whiting will hold their Tree Board meeting at 6 p.m. at 3600 Water Street in Stevens Point. In Adams County, the Economic Development meeting will be held from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. at 159 East Ann Street in Adams. In sports, Wisconsin is going to the NIT Final Four next week after beating Oregon last night. The Bucks host San Antonio tonight. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for snow overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 27, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for snow again tomorrow, high of 43, a mix of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 20, tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow Friday night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Waves and corporate licensees, from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom the Hump Day Edition. Crute's back in the saddle. How you doing, little buddy?
Oh, man, I'm doing all right. It's great to see you again, man. Happy hump day to you. Evan on the board, our fair audience. Here we go again.
Hey, don't let the tan or the tattoo fool you.
Yeah?
That was not a vacation.
No?
I was on a business trip.
Oh, yeah, they're all business trips, man.
Yeah, absolutely. If the IRS is listening, I may claim it as such. I was investigating them, as I understand the current GOP frontrunner Donald Trump, the former president turned presidential candidate, might come under, let's just say, imminent indictment. I thought it was time for me to go down to Florida and check out the competition.
Ooh,
Ron DeSantis.
Yes, great idea.
That, and there was also the fact that I was staying about an hour down the road from Mar-a-Lago. I figured if the indictments came down, if they raided Mar-a-Lago, I could get there before the Devil's Advocates radio show came on. I'd be your cub reporter in the field.
That's right, man.
So the fact that the indictment has not come down yet, be it from Manhattan and my guy Alvin Bragg. Yeah. Now, if you're new to the show, I thought I had lost faith in Alvin Bragg, but it might be Alvin Bragg Day coming up very, very soon.
No, you actually did lose faith in Alvin Bragg.
I completely lost faith in Alvin Bragg.
And now you may have a little faith. I mean, I'm not clear.
Kicking and screaming, Alvin Bragg may bring indictments. Dom, can you give me an update? Give me a little faith, because I know you lack for it.
Come on, Crudy. Well, you know, two of the main players have now been to see the grand jury. Stormy Daniels meets with prosecutors investigating Trump. The AP is reporting right now.
Dom, yes. let me just, in retrospect, mm-hmm. I believe it's mm-hmm. 2017. We had U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who then had subpoena power, is the chairman of the Homeland Security Governmental Affairs Committee.
HSGAC.
As they, only he calls it, because no one else
knows what it is.
Except for us, right? Because we've teased Ron Johnson enough about it. But back when we were still, you know, sort of on friendly terms with Ron, I asked him about Stormy. And I said, why don't you get to the bottom of it? The hush money payments, the cover-up. Because at that point, it was, you know, small potatoes. The man had already won the presidency, talking about Trump. But Ron Johnson literally had the ability to do the investigation. Would have been, you know, under the purview of his committee. And Ron gave us the old Sergeant Schultz. And in fact said, you know, Hogan's hero, Sergeant Schultz? I know nothing. I see nothing.
Didn't want to hear about it. Didn't want to talk about it. It was probably, I mean, as he portrayed it, and who knows what goes on in Ron Johnson's head. You know, it was involved sex, so.
Well, if you believe the prosecutors that resigned from the DA's office in Manhattan, from Alvin Bragg's office, well, Alvin Bragg had taken the whole Rojo treatment. He didn't want to know anything. He didn't want to see anything. And he certainly wasn't taking any active steps towards indictment. But that may have all changed. Dom, is Monday going to be Alvin Bragg Day? Because today, apparently, is Aaron Rodgers going to the Jets Day?
I think Monday might be the day, Curdy. Again, the AP reporting that Stormy Daniels met Wednesday, today, with prosecutors investigating the hush money paid to her on Trump's behalf. News emerged as Michael Cohen, a former Trump attorney, the fixer who orchestrated the payment, Curdy, he was given a second day of testimony today. Cohen was in on Monday, and he was in there again today, presumably after Stormy? Not sure on the timing, but both Stormy and Cohen in front of the grand jury today.
Now, Dom, there's some coverage at the Raw story. And, you know, as I've been a little less political, except for the hard work I was doing in Florida, in case the tax man checks.
Total hard work, man. Great pulse.
Raw story, Dom. Legal expert highlights an unusual fact about Michael Cohen's final grand jury testimony. Well, let's go there. Donald Trump's former lawyer, they called him the fixer, right? Michael Cohen came out of a New York court on Wednesday to reveal his experience speaking to the Manhattan grand jury for the final time. Standing with his lawyers, MAGA, making attorneys get attorneys.
Yep.
Standing with his lawyers, Cohen revealed that after speaking to the jury for a few hours, each and every one had questions. That factoid is a major thing to highlight, said former federal prosecutor Harry Littman while speaking to MSNBC's Nicole Wallace. Cohen later specified that almost each of the jurors asked a question, but that they were paying a lot of attention. He described them as mesmerized by the prosecutor.
You never want to hear that as a defendant.
The
the prosecutor the has them mesmerized, jury. Right.
This is an extremely active grand jury, said Littman. I've been in grand juries that maybe two, three, four people ask questions. If literally everyone did, that's up to 23, and they're probably all there. That is a very, very focused and cohesive because they're all sharing in the questioning grand jury, special grand jury. Actually, as I understand it, Wallace asked about the significance, which Littman explained is the last step before they will decide on an indictment, and they're taking it very seriously. Dom, the grand jury sits again on Monday, and District Attorney Alvin Bragg has his own 90 minutes to wrap things up with the grand jury. And then what happens, Dom?
Well, the story ends there, at least in the Raw story, but that's when it comes down. So they're done for the week, right? So Wednesday, the grand jury goes home. They got a few days. They meet again
on Monday.
But I want
indictments now, Daddy.
I know. But come on, Stormy Daniels and Fixer twice? I mean, what? So, of course, I think Bragg comes in Monday, gets his 90 minutes. He'll probably use 20 of them, and he'll come back with indictments, perhaps. That gives him the weekend to get, you know, the I's dotted and the T's crossed, and Monday's the day.
Well, you know what every Republican will be saying on Monday. Well, you can indict a ham sandwich. 844-967-2789, the impending legal peril. Donald Trump, does it make you a little happy?
Alvin Bragg Day?
I will celebrate it when it happens. But those aren't even the real crux charges, but let's let callers decide. Is there importance? If he goes down for the stormy, goes down or gets indicted, that ain't a game changer. I mean, it really isn't. It doesn't imperil his freedom. It will not stop him from running for the presidency. And I think, if anything, it makes him a stronger candidate amongst his base.
Yeah, he sounds exactly like his attorney who's trying to grab documents out of MSNBC?
Ari Melber's hand?
Come on, man.
Hey, well, let me see that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, yeah, sure. Factually speaking, absolutely correct. But practically speaking, indictments, president indicted, first time in history. Boom, everything blows up. He sucks the air out of every room ever, right? And then what happens? Bang, bang. Now Willis comes out of Fulton County. She lays on. Now it's 2-on-1. And oh, what's happening? Oh, Jack Smith. Bam, 3-on-1. Right now it's J6. Oh, don't forget the documents. 4. I mean, they're curb stopping this guy. I mean, legally speaking.
You're eagerly anticipating the curb stomping, legally speaking, of former President Donald Trump. But there ain't been none. Not even Alvin Bragg. He's not even lining up his teeth yet. He might have it in mind, but we'll have to see on Monday. 844-967-2789. Tune in for Monday's show. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. Jim from Appleton. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, Jim.
I'm doing okay, guys. How you doing? I hope
good.
You enjoyed your vacation, crew.
What's that?
I was wishing Crudy that I hope he enjoyed his vacation.
Oh, it was a working trip, Jim. No, it was a vacation, man. I enjoyed it. I didn't think about you at all.
Dom, they're not conservatives. What are they? Regressives.
What are they called again, Jim?
I know. It's gonna take a while. Regressives.
Regressives, right. Not Republicans.
Yeah,
regressives.
They want to go back to an 1849 law. If I'm not terribly mistaken, slavery was still legal back then, and nobody except white male landholders had any right to vote.
Well, as the Republicans would put it, Jim, the good old days.
The job creators.
Yeah. Yep, that's where they're trying to drag us.
Well, we're already there, Jim. You know, I mean, that's the thing. We're trying to get back. And some of these folks, they want to quote unquote strengthen it. Now, I mean, we don't have the death penalty here in the state of Wisconsin, but based on what's happening in South Carolina, I can't imagine some of these folks in Wisconsin are going, okay, guys, it's time for us to step up.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Jim, appreciate your call, 844-967-2789. Did I get that right?
It's been a while.
Tom,
man.
From Cedarburg, you found the number. Welcome.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, guys. You know, my thought is that if they're going to keep this thing in place, I think that they ought to increase one thing, and that is they should make, if a woman is saying, well, I'm going to keep the baby, that the government or they should pay for all their medical bills, all the bills to place the child in like a adoption service. There should be no cost to a woman if she keeps the baby.
Well, they're really only for the birth, though, Tom. You know, at that point, it's her problem.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You don't see a lot of Republican support for, you know, let's call them, well, what would they call them? Welfare.
Welfare, yes.
Or entitlements or social safety nets. But Republicans aren't really down for that aspect, right? They're not really down for that. And in fact, Dom, and thank you for the call, Tom. Be like Tom. Call us, 844-967-2789. How many abortions do you think Trump paid for?
Probably more than one. I'm speculating, but you know, if I was a guessing man, which I am, come on, of course.
I mean, and if he took married women furniture shopping, what's an abortion?
Well, nothing. And that, of course, is one of the great hypocrisies about many of these quote unquote regressives, let's call them, these conservatives that they claim to be, when it happens to them, they'll be fine to get their mistress to go have an abortion. And the stripper gets pregnant. Oh, here's the money. Drive down to Illinois. And, of course, those that have the resources will continue to get abortive services. So what is it? It's just sticking it to those who have less resources, but they don't give a damn. And, of course, those with less resources, and now you have, what, more and more children because you don't have access to contraceptives, you don't have access to abortive care. Oh, then when they grow up, then they continue to pee on you because they don't give you the benefits that you probably need.
You recall Jason Miller? He was the Trump guy.
Yeah, he slid the abortion pill to a stripper girlfriend.
Yeah. That's super cool, though, because he's a regressive. Come back, more Devil's Advocate. See what I did?
Hey, everybody. How we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Husband left sideline.
Going to Davis at the top. Feeds Wall high to the right. Badgers down one. 13:40 remaining. Klesmann finds a cutting. Davis Wall on the left. Up and in. It counts at a foul. Oregon extending things a little bit on the defensive end. Siege it against Ward. Throwing to Gilmore, top of the circle. Finds a cutting Hepburn to the rim, and he'll send it in. Chucky Hepburn, slam dunk. The zone here from Oregon. Klesmann feeds Wall. Shot clock at five. Skip pass. Chucky snaps off a three. Right side. Book it! Chucky Hepburn for three. And it's 59-57 Wisconsin. And Soares inbounding, the seven-footer Crowell in his face. Soares winds up, heaves it deep, and it's knocked away. And Guerrier for three, and the tie back run, no good. And it's off to Las Vegas for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open. You can join us, 844-967-2789. I know we have some folks on hold. Be patient. Crudy, I know you want to get onto the Florida conversation and DeSantis, but I wanted to bring back and hear what you actually have to say on this. You mentioned it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop Trump. If Alvin Bragg out of Manhattan comes up and...
Not the allegation of paying off a porn star for... Trump claims
well,
not having sex.
Well, it's also fraud. It's also it's beyond that. It's not just the sex.
Pshaw.
Okay, fair enough. All right. So
in the whole scheme of legal crisis, I think this is the least of his legal crisis.
Okay, the least of the first time a president has ever been indicted is going to be for probably the least of his legal crises.
Yes.
And this is my point. So the following
will not
week,
kill his candidacy,
or the following week after that. But you don't think it'll have any drag on it whatsoever?
No. I want to
be
not charges coming out of the Manhattan DA's office for Stormy Daniels, which has been in the public purview. For 5 years or more.
He's denied it. It never happened. It was extortion.
Yeah, everybody knew it happened.
Do you think that's the case? I mean, these are Fox News watchers, man. These are folks that believe Donald Trump when he tells them things. And if all of a sudden...
They don't believe Donald Trump. We could talk about Fox News as well and their complete lack of credibility. I'd love to get there. But don't tell me they believe Donald Trump. Maybe the viewers believe Donald Trump. But nobody believes Donald Trump. They know it's part of the shtick.
I'm not convinced. Okay, but let's move on from that. Fani Willis. This was supposed to, it was what, charges,
new
decisions would be imminent. So if, now it's bear with me, Alvin Bragg drops on Monday. A week or 2 weeks after that, Fani Willis comes down with the charges in Fulton
or
County for election. It's coming sooner than that. So let's just work my timeline.
Yes.
Because it's a jab, then it's a right hook.
Far more injurious allegations being made against Donald Trump because we have heard them, and there is a new tape apparently that was played of Donald Trump personally calling election officials in Georgia that was played for a Georgia grand jury today. So that's the newest out of Georgia, is they're piling on more
evidence,
more smoking gun style evidence. So if indictments come down in Georgia, I think those will stick. I think those will hurt, and those could potentially, unlike the Manhattan DA's office charges, could potentially put Donald Trump in a Georgia prison.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
We ain't found
and we still don't know. Then those are the two, right? Jab, jab, right? Now you got Jack Smith. Jack Smith's got what? He's got the documents, and that could be quick. I mean, I don't know that the facts
the
are known.
The Department
right?
of Justice, that is actually the crime I would like. And you didn't even talk about the Mar-a-Lago and the documents.
That's what I'm saying, the documents specifically. He's got the documents and he's got the January 6th insurrection. So the documents might be the faster one. I mean, maybe they come quicker.
But again, I don't think they have the same impact. I don't think they take down his future. What ends Donald Trump's viability as a presidential candidate is a... as a human being that anyone should admire is the fact that he participated in an insurrection against his own vice president. He was behind a coup to overtake the government, Dom.
Yes, okay.
And you and I have discussed this at length on the air. Anyone that listens with any sort of frequency, which is all our good friends, well, Dom, they know this story. And that's what I want history to remember, Donald.
Well, Trump. Our audience knows the story, but the Fox audience doesn't know the story. And if Jack Smith comes back with seditious conspiracy against Donald Trump after Fannie Willis, after Alvin Bragg, after the documents at Mar-a-Lago, I mean, that's bang, bang, bang. I mean, you think he's still going to be on his feet after that?
The order of importance, really, and I think there should be a federal prosecution for what happened at the Capitol, at the U.S. Capitol, for the actions of Donald Trump. I think there were federal crimes, certainly. But I think the actual pain, the chance of putting a man in, you know, behind the walls of a crowbar hotel, that could happen in Georgia. And unlike federal crimes where, you know, a president, future president Ron DeSantis could pardon, that can't happen in the state of Georgia. Brian Kemp, despite the fact they've got a Republican governor, does not have the power of the pardon, not in the state of Georgia. Trump would rot for years. That'd be a life sentence. That would be a life sentence. If Trump is charged, convicted, and they would hold him upon appeal. I mean, he might appeal it, but he's going to prison during the course of his appeal. There would be no pardon. No one would have the power to pardon him. No singular individual.
And if that were to happen, if that indictment comes down from Fannie Willis, it's an imminent decision.
A conviction would
be deadly. I get that. I get a conviction. But no, we're still in the political cycle here, man, right? So he's got all these indictments, bang, 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 all over the country, hitting him while he's out there campaigning.
Yep.
Yes. And no headwind, no problem.
I've told you
he's
going to
be on the stage. He's going to be on the stage in Milwaukee in August debating Ron DeSantis.
Can't wait for it, man. We'll be in Milwaukee.
I mean, there could be four indictments against the former president at that time.
You're being aspirational at this point. Maybe. For sure, Alvin Bragg. I'll give you that.
Guaranteed.
And if Fannie Willis comes down.
Guaranteed.
Well, the Department of Justice, while they are, is our friend Jim Santel, former U.S. attorney. Tune in Saturday mornings, Morning Cannolis, 9 to 11. He'll be at the Wisconsin Grassroots Festival live broadcasting. I'll be there this Saturday. Consider attending, and we'll get to the phones as well. But ultimately, the DOJ is theoretically on a timeline of prosecution and appellate, because this DOJ, that's an executive branch effectively. This is a Biden DOJ. New presidency can bring a new AG, certainly will, right? I mean, Trump would not hold Merrick Garland in the position, I suspect.
No. I just want to be clear. What's your point? Then Jack Smith had time is of the essence, is what you're saying? Perhaps before August, that'd be important.
I think I care the most about that being on the record ultimately. But if your goal is to see Donald Trump rot in jail, if that's your goal, Dom?
How much to see justice be done?
Well, I think justice needs to be done in Georgia, and I think for history's sake, I think Trump needs to be held accountable for the January 6th. The Stormy Daniels, I mean, it's fun to talk about, but that ain't the stuff.
We are the Devil's Advocates, coming back with your phone calls, 844-967-2789. I don't know, man. I think that headwind's turning into a hurricane, and they start lining them up and knocking them down. What would Donald Trump say on the debate stage? He's going to be lambasted by whoever is on that stage next to him.
DeSantis should scare you worse. Come back, more Devils.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break?
Because she may not be having lunch again until September.
Or a single father of two who works three
part-time jobs and still can't put enough food on the table.
Or maybe a mother who cleans offices at night,
hoping to find meeting leftovers to take home to her hungry family.
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet.
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. People you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together, we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Darian. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Meet the candidates who will be on your ballot tonight at the McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids. From 5 to 6 p.m., you can talk with school board candidates. They will be seated at individual tables in the all-purpose room. Then from 6 to 7 p.m., candidates for the Wisconsin Rapids City Council will take their places. To round out the evening, Wood County Branch 4 Circuit Court candidates will be available at the tables from 7 to 8 p.m. Refreshments will be available. Home price values have dropped around the U.S. in the past year. But that's not true in central Wisconsin, where home prices are still increasing. News 9 reports that Wausau realtors say prices in Marathon, Lincoln, Portage, and Wood County are still going up on average. This is good for sellers, but for buyers, the lack of homes on the market make it tough to find what they're looking for. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for snow overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 27, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for snow again tomorrow, high of 43, a mix of clouds and sun. Lows level off around 20, tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow Friday night through Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Right now, at least one line open for you at 844-967-2789. Let's get to the phones. Julie from Wausau. Welcome, Julie. What do you got for us?
Hi, Julie.
Hello. I'm just wondering, you were talking before about, you know, conservative Christians believing that life begins with conception, but what do they back that up with? Because I see on the second page of the Bible that life begins with breath.
Yeah. Well,
belief, Julie.
It's faith. It's their faithfulness. Well, you know, I guess it's the belief that it's God's will. That's the belief. You know, the egg and the sperm came together. They set aside the science and say God's will, and anything that blocks God's will is against God's will.
Seems pretty weak, Julie. What do you think?
Yeah, Yeah, I just got to see it in the Bible, and I don't see it there. All I see is that breath is the beginning. So,
well, Julie, my whole thought is people are entitled to their religious faith and their beliefs, and I have faith, but that doesn't mean we get to instill that religious faith upon other people. Dom's an atheist. He certainly rejects all forms of Christianity and every other faith thrust upon him. Well, I can't even believe, Julie, I'm not a woman, but if I were, I'd be out of my freaking mind. I'd be marching on these idiots every single day, wanting them to tell me why they think they have control over my body. So, Julie, with or without faith, I'd lose my mind if lawmakers tried to dictate to me my body based on their faith.
Right, right.
So whether or not it's on page 2 of the Bible or page 92 or 902, doesn't matter, Julie. But we do appreciate you listening and trying to edify the heathens amongst us.
Well, listen, and here's the difference. You're right. I don't believe in any of that. I'm the atheist here. But what I'm not doing is telling you, you have to be the atheist. I'm not forcing my atheism upon you. I'm not telling you.
You forced your hedonism upon me a few times.
Hey, only if it's there if you want it, man. all I could do is offer. 844-967-2789. Who's next, Crudy?
Let's take Chris from Sun Prairie, our pal. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hi, I'm doing okay. I'm going from a public place, so you might hear some noise in the background. Yeah, I just wanted to call. I heard you talk about the grassroots network, and I thought, well, that's a good thing for me to call and talk about.
Well, plug it for a minute, Chris. This Saturday, March 18th, Mesomania, yes, Wisconsin. Tell them the rest.
Yeah. And we have Michael Crude as one of our keynote speakers.
I hear that guy's good.
yeah. They're right. And Alan Minsky will be there. He's the executive director of the Progressive Democrats of America. And we'll have Mike McCabe is going to MC for us. Pat Scogin will be one of our speakers. And we'll also have John Nichols, who usually ends our day out with the grannies. We have three of 21 breakout sessions people can choose from. And we're going to... What's that?
Uh-oh, what happened? We there, Chris? Oh, we lost her.
Oh, damn it. Well, I can tell you this. I can only speak for the broadcast portion of the Wisconsin Grassroots Network, but if you're not able to go out to Wisconsin Heights High School, Mesa Mamie, tune in for the broadcast. Morning Cannolis, our friend Jim Santel, first live show in the public, and then Earl Ingram's pitching a special edition. If it's not on your local civic media affiliate, tune in on WMDX right here, 92.7 FM, the flagship, if you will. Dom, I'm sure it will run here because I'm making sure it's going to play out in Madison. That's where I'm from. 844-967-2789. Tom from Cedarburg, what do you got for us, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Tom's moved on to snack time. Bill from Oconomowoc, you're next. What do you got for us?
Welcome, Bill.
Maybe we're having a phone problem. Why don't you check the phones for us, E-Bone?
Oh, they're functioning.
It's this Bill. Come on,
Come on, Bill. Let's give him one more try. Bill, you there? Nope. We put him to Jack. If you're not there, man, we're three strikes. We're quitting this sport. Jack from Merrimack, how you doing?
Hello, Jack.
Hey, I can hear you.
You have restored my faith in man and listenership. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, so I'm really still pretty irritated at the lack of action, actual action, stuff really happening, like indictments, arraignments to Trump and a whole bunch of the upper echelon Republicans. In February after of 2021, after voting hypocritically to acquit Trump, McConnell stated very clearly, there's no question, as almost a quote, there's no question, none whatsoever, that President Trump is responsible for what happened January 6th.
Yeah, and I heard Mitch McConnell broke some ribs the other night. Who do you think was responsible for that, Jack?
I don't know. Maybe somebody wanted to get a rib out of him. No, that's a different Bible. Anyway, this has taken way too long.
Yes.
This is crazy. Years and years of investigate and get evidence and more hearings, and it just keeps going on and on and on. It's got to stop, and something actually has to be done. These guys aren't going to take this lying down. They're going to do the same thing, only this time they'll know how to make it work. And that's what I'm really worried about. They just keep on doing what they're doing. They keep on denying. After Trump pulled this stunt on January 6th, over 50% of the American public believed that he should be put in jail for what he did. And it's now, with the Republicans talking, oh, this is no big deal. Nothing happened January 6th and all the propaganda on Fox News. I don't know how many people still think that he should be put in jail, but I do.
Well said, Jack. I want to point something out. Actually, the vast majority of Republicans think he should be put back in the White House. New polling out today. Quinnipiac, I found it at Fox News, you know, consider the source there. The head of the Quinnipiac University polling, Tim Malloy, said DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, might be the buzz in the GOP conversation, but for now, Trump is seeing no erosion and, in fact, enjoys a bump in his lead in the Republican primary. You want to see a real bump? Wait till the Stormy indictment comes down. He will see a bump in his support, at least amongst, you know, white male Republicans.
Do you have the numbers here, Crudy? I got Real Clear Politics up. Right now, Trump at 46. He's up 14 over DeSantis at 32.
46-32 is the Quinnipiac numbers.
Yes, Quinnipiac. Haley at 5, Pence at 3, Cruz at 2, Pompeo at 1, Scott at 1, Noem at 1, Sununu at 1.
Let me tell you, I think that Ron DeSantis is the scarier candidate. As you well know, I was doing a little clandestine vacation slash political.
Lots of work going on.
Well, here's what I did do. I got tan. Got a little burn on my sunroof here. Tannish. Well, compared to your pale white ass. I also got a tattoo. And that brings me to the only politic, and I did. A little bit of a second honeymoon. I can't tell you many of the details. But I can tell you my wife and I both got little ring tattoos. And hers is cuter than mine, but I got her name. I don't wear a ring. Met this nice Cuban tattoo artist and his piercing friend. The tattoo artist had only been in the country for less than 60 days. He was directly from Cuba. The owner of the shop was a Cuban immigrant and a big Ron DeSantis fan. And I'm like, you got to tell me why. And here's, if I can distill it, because you want me to, it's a long story. We're getting tattoos. It took a bit.
Captive audience.
But as I distill it, he felt like Donald Trump was good for business and Ron DeSantis was good for business in Florida. So there was an overwhelming sentiment, and he was certainly in favor of Ron DeSantis, but he wasn't an uninformed guy. I mean, he wanted to talk foreign policy. He wanted to talk Ukraine. You know, it's strange to me, though, that if you are supportive, like Ron DeSantis right now is pro-Putin, effectively, thinks it's a regional conflict we should stay out of, very sort of Chamberlain-like at this point. And that's what I've heard expressed from this Cuban immigrant. I'm thinking,
Tucker Carlson says the same thing. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but this guy's a Cuban immigrant. You think, how did he become pro-Russia?
Right, you might have a problem with totalitarian communist regimes. I mean, maybe.
But, you know, I did find it, I won't say inspiring. You know, I like to talk to people. I like to talk politics. I just try not to do it on my second honeymoon with my wife in the chair. But, you know, as fate would have it, that was the only real politicking I did. Everyone else was pretty much subdued on margaritas in South Florida. Right. There was very little politics. No, I didn't hear any discussion. I didn't see any political signs. It wasn't politics. Everything was no politics except this guy. I got to try hard to avoid politics for a week. The only other thing I can tell you, the Ron DeSantis State of the State address was given while I was in the state, the lead on the local news that night. Ron DeSantis says more guns and less abortions.
Great.
That was how the local news presented. That was the top of the 10 o'clock, well 11 o'clock Eastern.
I mean, perhaps if they behave like the South Carolina Republicans and start shooting women that have abortions because, you know, they're all about the death penalty, the life party, I mean, I could see where they would go there. Crudy, let me ask you. So is your takeaway from your tattoo artist who came obviously from Cuba, a totalitarian communist regime, not real open to individual rights? I can understand their position. But then isn't a guy like Ron DeSantis exactly those kinds of things? He's pushing all sorts of asinine kind of totalitarian centralized power kind of policies in his own state.
He is. But according to this guy, he was good for business.
Okay, so
is that what it comes down to?
Oh, because it was all, but so it was the COVID reaction. He was able to stay open for business. Other tattoo joints had to shut down. So
not in Florida. You know,
not in Florida. Right.
They kept business open in Florida, and that was good for his business. I mean, I barely stood inside the whole week down there. Everything's open air grottos and whatever. South Beach, all Key West.
It was all open and outside. Yeah,
it was all open and outside, and I could see the point. You know, when it's 80 degrees outside and you're sitting out under a canopy and they tell you to put on a mask, it seems a little asinine. I can see from that person's point of view why he would want to keep it open. But I think the scary part is he was even down for the treatment of other immigrant populations, knowing the guy in the chair just got off the boat. I mean, literally just got off the boat in the last 60 days. He was employing the guy. Don't even know if he had a status. I paid cash. But if this immigrant is willing to endorse and support Ron DeSantis, that's a scary proposition. If Republicans can grow their base support amongst, if Florida's completely off the table in future elections for Democrats, A, that's a big loss of electoral count. And B, if you start losing Latino populations to a Republican, I think that's bad for the electoral math for the Democratic Party.
Oh, I think that challenge is already there. I mean, I think we're there.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates. We're almost there. To the party, that is. But it ain't a party without you. 844-967-2789. What else are we going to talk about?
Is that it? We're done? Oh, we got the callers. We got more. We got more topics. I got notes here, man. I got notes. I got prep work. We have all sorts to get to.
Did I tell you about Confederate Spider-Man?
I saw the video on
Duval Street in Key West. The Spider-Man wrapped in a Confederate flag, riding a scooter up and down this tourist street. It's quite a sight. You know, I figure he's the state's rights Spider-Man.
Right.
Come back, more devils.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. but many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. Toll free on the phones at 844-967-2789. We have some patient callers. Let's get to them. Bill from Madison, Wisconsin. You're up, Bill. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
Hey, cycling back to the whole life begins at conception.
Yes.
A little brain teaser. Does that mean I can start doing the tax deduction?
Yeah, man.
The year that they were conceived?
Yeah, and you get the HOV lane, too.
Yes, and that's a good one. I thought of another one while I was on hold. Can I also apply for a Social Security card as soon as conception occurs?
I'd like to start creating credit in the soon-to-be-born future baby to be named later.
Can they get a credit card in their name or in their existence?
Because since I had this bad roommate in college, my credit's probably wrecked.
Yeah,
you got to start early with building your credit score. That's very important.
Yes. Any other thoughts, Bill?
No, that was it.
All thanks right. for playing, Bill.
Thanks, man.
844-967-2789. Steven from Green Bay. Welcome, Steven. What do you got for us?
Hey, Steven.
Hey, Kroot. It's nice to hear your voice on the airwaves again here.
But I will say no, go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Your partner in crime did a great job while you're gone. So maybe you should give him a raise.
All right. Best caller of the day.
Anyways, what I have to say is I actually called Dom yesterday and shared a very personal story. My wife actually had a DNC, and I'm not going to rehash that whole conversation again, but I actually have personal connection. And so this 1849 abortion ban is very personal to me. I watched my wife struggle with a miscarriage. Where she had to have a DNC, which they consider to be an abortion. And I think it's just unconscionable. These lawmakers, I think it's such a good idea to go forward with this, should really have to sit with a grieving woman when they have to go into surgery, and better yet, when they come out of surgery, and they're waking up realizing that they just lost the most precious thing to them. I think it's absolutely sick. Yeah. And that's all I have to say today.
Well, man, truly sorry for your loss.
It is very personal, obviously, Stephen. And I think if the Republicans, if the regressives, as we should start now to call them, had to experience that or go through something like that, they would probably change their mind. You know, and it's unfortunate because you shouldn't have to personally experience the horror of X, Y, or Z to have an empathetic bone in your body about it. And unfortunately, I think that faith that some cling so dearly to kind of gives them in their mind a shield on that. Oh, well, this is the way God wants it. So, you know, suck it up and you can have another kid. I just think it's terrible that it's used as a shield and a crutch.
Dom, I hate to break this somber mood, but I got breaking news Graham. Lindsey Graham, one of our favorites, he told the grand jury Trump would have believed space aliens stole his ballots.
The Georgia grand jury?
Senator Lindsey Graham testified to an Atlanta special grand jury that former President Donald Trump was in a panicked, suggestible state of mind. Suggestible state of mind over his election loss, reported the Atlanta Journal-Constitution today, to the point where he would have believed any conspiracy theory imaginable. What's that say about his leadership? But, you know, setting that aside for just a moment.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
One grand juror recalled U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham's testimony about the about Trump's state of mind in the months after the 2020 election. He said that during that time, if somebody had told Trump that aliens came down and stole Trump ballots, Trump would have believed it, the juror said. Are we sure that that wasn't one of Rudy's proposed lawsuits? The special grand jury convened by Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis. And again, Dom, this is the one with teeth, to my opinion, was impaneled to investigate the plot to overturn the election results in the 2020 Georgia presidential election. Among the matters investigated were the fake Trump electors proclaimed in the state and Trump's call to GOP Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, demanding he find extra votes. We played that very sound. We've been playing that sound over and over again since like January of 2020, have we not?
Since it came out, and they're still investigating it.
Lindsey Graham himself also called top Georgia officials a focus of his own subpoena to testify. That's the interesting part, Dom. The coup? It wasn't the Trump siloed coup, right? I mean, it was lots of people in Trump world.
There was a conspiracy. There were multiple people involved in this effort.
Perhaps more than 100 Republican Congress people. We know U.S. Senator Ron Johnson was in on the coup plot. We know a handful of attorneys that have touched the state of Wisconsin specifically, including Jim Troupas, who just got, put on the board to oversee the ethics of the state Supreme Court. We've got a Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate, Dan Kelly. Sorry, Fancy Brian. Didn't mean to cast aspersions your way. Dan Kelly, who was also legal representation and apparently gave legal advice on the false elector scheme to the former head of the Republican Party of the state of Wisconsin, Andrew Hitt, who was also an attorney in his own region.
And also was getting paid by the Republican National Committee at the same time.
And Hitt signed off and said, yes, I under oath state falsely and fraudulently that Donald Trump won the electoral college votes.
Oh, don't forget Spindell on the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
He's not a lawyer, though.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm just enumerating the lawyers that are caught up in this conspiracy, the state party officials just here in the state of Wisconsin.
And there's multiple states where this went down.
Absolutely.
So it was a multi-state nationwide conspiracy.
Yes, involving many tentacles and many Republican legislative leaders, state legislative leaders. I mean, it's pretty much everyone.
So
it's a big net.
That's bad, right? We shouldn't do these things, or we are going to do these things. Because if nothing goes down, then we're kind of changing how we're going to do things. And well, I just want to know how we're going to do things. Because I might change my mind about how I do things based on how other things happen.
Let me tell you. You've got to frame it from the perspective of what's God's will. God's will was Donald Trump should be the president. And therefore, any means necessary. Because that's God's will. If you got enough faith, which apparently you don't.
You know I don't.
Thank you all for listening to the Devil's Advocates. I've enjoyed being back.
Yeah, welcome back, man.
I won't leave for a good long time.
Are you sure?
Stick around right here on Civic Media. We've got Native Roots Radio and then the Empowered Caregivers with Liza and Kristen Voss. Please stick around all night. Keep it locked right here.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio.